Prayer Hour inside the Sri Shiva Vishnu Temple. With 17 deities, it is one of the largest temples in the Western Hemisphere. Hinduism is the third largest religion in the world, but it took until last year for the first Hindu to be elected to a national office in the United States. She is Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii.
Her duty and action is to serve the people of Hawaii.
Shiva Subramanian is founder and chairman emeritus at the temple.
Karma is one of the three or four, depending upon how you define, the paths in which you follow the scripture to realize God.
Years ago, practicing a religion other than Protestant Christianity could hinder congressional candidates. Now it's even okay to have no faith.
The gentlewoman rise.
Kirsten Simina of Arizona is the first representative in history to list her religion as none.
Okay, everyone.
And Mazie Hirono is the first to bring Buddhism to the U.S. Senate.
Buddhism is a way of life. And you don't have to go to a church, you don't have to chant. This is why I embrace Buddhism, as a way to be respectful of other people's thoughts and religions.
Hi, Congressman Barra.
Indian American Congressman Ami Barra is a Unitarian, but he samples different churches every Sunday in his California district. This week, it's Methodist.
Core to being a Unitarian Universalist is that we believe in one God, but many paths to that one God.
Barra chose to use the Bible when he was sworn in as a congressman. Sinema, a copy of the U.S. Constitution. Gabbard carried the Bhagavad Gita, the sacred Hindu text. And Congressman Andre Carson used the religious book of Islam.
It's always been the Constitution, but we switched it up. It was the Quran.
Carson is one of two Muslims in Congress.
I think most of us support a separation of church and state. But having said that, I think we all value the fact that America is a pluralistic society, and it's a society that embraces all religions, all faiths, all ethnic groups.
60 years ago, Congress established a prayer room inside the Capitol. The media isn't allowed in. It's only for senators and representatives. It's a simple room with a stained glass window featuring the nation's first president, George Washington, kneeling in prayer.
I get by with a little help from my friend.
Father Patrick Conroy is chaplain of the House of Representatives. The same framers of the Constitution who promoted a separation of church and state were also the first to appoint a chaplain. Every chaplain since 1789 has been Christian, but...
So the prayers that I offer are for the whole house, for the government, for our nation, and for our world.
Analysts doubt the religious diversity trend will change the way lawmakers vote or the way Americans vote for their lawmakers. But it does make a promise to the next generation. They'll grow up knowing their religion will not overshadow an opportunity to serve. Carolyn Persuti, VOA News.